creating chances. Did you see that coming?
Not really, because we were quite confident after the performance in the first half with the chances that we created and the way that we were controlling the game, that we could do similar things in the second half. We conceded an early goal, make a big difference because we start making some mistakes and then playing under a little bit of rush, no more under pressure, but also we missed the penalty, so too many mistakes in this competition, and then you pay for that.
How disappointing was not only the timing of their first goal, but the manner, because you had the kick-off and Oxford won the ball back immediately.
Yeah, that is my point, that we said don't make mistakes, be sure that we play simple and then we do what we have to do, and we didn't do it, and then we concede, and after even the penalty, but still we were more or less pushing, and then we were giving the ball away and giving them the chance to play counter-attack, and the corners were because of that.
Even though you had some young players in the team and some players who needed a game, are you still disappointed with what you saw with all of the changes you made in mind?
No, I would say the first half we had some good play things, but the second half the goals changed, so you need to score goals, and then when you have two or three chances and you cannot take these chances, then normally you will lose, and then it's something that we have to learn. So be sure that we improve in terms of the decision maker, do the right things at the right time, and after obviously to be sure that we improve a little bit in the way that we were marking the corners.
You've used the squad today and you left some important players on the bench. Does all this again emphasise what you were telling us yesterday about wanting to make sure that you've got enough quality, enough experience in cover, particularly with a couple of days left to bring players in?
Yeah, it's always really important to have this balance, I say, between players that they can play because they have passion and they have this mentality that they want to play and to work very hard, and players that they can understand the game and how to manage the situation and making the right decisions at the right time, as I say before.
And finally, some supporters were obviously upset and started to go home when the third goal went in. What would you say to them? Because they were obviously keen to have a good run in the Cup this year, as you were.
Obviously, we feel sorry for them. And the main thing for me was to see the supporters there and then be capable of taking these chances, score goals and go through. But I understand that they have to be upset, but we cannot be for too long, so we have to be sure that the next game we will stick together and we will continue focus on the league and try to get the promotion.
Thank you, Rafa.